back to the post-election now. Most days it seems to me like half the country is celebrating a Trump victory, the other half is not. And it's leaving parents across the country wondering how to talk to their kids about what's going on. We want to take you now to Windsor, California. That's about an hour and a half north of San Francisco. There's a school in Windsor where most of the students are Latino. Classes are in both English and Spanish. And even before the election, the school had been tagged with graffiti that said, "Build the wall higher." Zadie Stavely has our story.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, Maestra Villalpando.
The third graders at Cali Calmecac Language Academy are presenting book reports in their English class.
Okay, did you guys all share?
Yeah.
You did?
Okay.
In the middle of class, one little boy starts crying. Teacher Rosa Villalpando checks in with him. He says that after the election, he's afraid he'll have to move to Mexico. And some kids on his street won't play with him anymore.
They won't let me because they're like, no, you're a different color from us. It's a Trump president, we can't play with you.
Just know that I'm here and you could talk to me, okay? Let's breathe together, okay? You ready? Go into your nose, okay? Go.
Teachers here say that since the elections, even since the primaries, kids have been anxious, crying, complaining of stomach aches. Even kids whose parents are U.S. citizens. They worry their friends could be separated under Donald Trump's immigration policies.
The night of the election, that was the hardest part, was to know that I'd have to come and face the children on their worst nightmare. I mean, the way that they'd been presenting their anxiety and their fear.
Teachers in many parts of the U.S. are grappling with this. How to create a safe space for students while also respecting all political views. Most people in this part of California voted for Hillary Clinton, but about one-fifth supported Trump.
We're going to take out our writing. We'll go around, and if anyone wants to share theirs, they may. Okay? But you'll share.
Villalpando asks her students to read what they wrote in their journals the day after the election. A few students wrote that their parents voted for Trump or that Clinton was a mean person. But most wrote that they were scared or mad about the new president-elect.
Donald Trump may take my family away.
My grandpa is Mexican.
A lot of my friends are Mexicans.
He hates Mexicans.
I feel ashamed that America voted for Donald Trump.
That last kid is Cruz. He's 8.
I feel like a lot of people are prejudiced because they voted for him. And Donald Trump is prejudiced. And I don't think it was really fair that he got to one.
Cruz can't stop shaking. Villalpando asks a classmate to come breathe with him.
Do you want to come breathe with him?
Yeah.
Okay, remember, we breathe together and it helps.
I can relate to the children's fears, and I think maybe that's why I'm sensitive to what they're feeling.
Villalpando points to a photo she has in her classroom of her and her siblings with their mom.
I lived with fear. I live with fear because we were undocumented. And I did not become undocumented until I was 14. We had a fear of la migra. But now this fear seems different to me, feels so much more personal.
It feels more personal in part because a couple of weeks before the election, the school was tagged with graffiti that said "Build the wall higher" and "Trump 2016. Some kids were so upset they didn't want to come to school the next day. But the graffiti also triggered a response. 2 days later, community members welcomed students to the school with posters that said things like, "There are no walls in Windsor." Teacher Villalpando also created her own lesson plan in response.
So I took that upon myself to just ask them, what kind of things do we do for others? And they came up with lists: open the door for others, write thank you cards, pick flowers for someone we love.
Villalpando is also teaching the kids how Congress works and how it can check the president's power. She says it's hard.
But it's such a great time to be a teacher. It is our place to show them love and show them acceptance, of course, every day. But right now, when they need it the most, that's security. Some people may think it's maybe doing too much, but I think it's just important. We can't pretend it's not happening.
Mom Patricia Figueroa says she thinks it's working.
Ha disminuido mucho el estrés en los niños.
She says that the children's stress has gone down a lot. Even so, she says, her daughter still asks her, "Mommy, are you going to have to go to Mexico?" For The World, Zadie Stavely, Windsor, California.